Time to catch up now with Peter Elliott Lockhart from Elders. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Tom. How are you going?
Yeah, going very well, Peter. And listeners, if you're not familiar, Peter is one of the Elders agronomists around the Geraldton Mingenew area. So, Peter, what's the conditions look like up there at the moment? How are the crops going?
Oh, at the moment, things are going really, really well. We had a bit of some wind events last week, which there's been a bit of resowing on some of those lighter areas, but most paddocks are looking very good. Obviously, early cyclone rain, whilst that created some issues, and there's some interesting artwork on the side of the road at the moment, you know, things got away reasonably well, and the season's looking good. Still got 2.5 months of winter to go, so I don't think we need to get ahead of ourselves, but we're looking good.
Yeah, no, good call. So, look, we wanted to have a chat about a couple of things this morning, but one of them is early season radish control in cereals and a few other things to control in cereals as well. So what are you seeing from that regard?
Yeah, well, we've probably, and I can't say for the rest of the state, but certainly we've been very lucky in that a lot of crops got away and the weeds didn't germinate. We sowed into moisture and the weeds didn't germinate through there, so a lot of these wheat crops are at, they're rummaging from sort of 2-leaf to sort of 5-leaf, but most of the time the radish is actually quite small. So you just need to be aware that, you know, we want to, if we're going to put any phenoxy NCPA herbicides in, we want to be 3-leaf plus, and that's when wheat's forming its head. Well, prior to that, it's forming tillers and things like that, and between 3 and 5 leaf, it's setting its head length and things like that. So if we use products that aren't really labelled, we can certainly upset how that wheat develops, and that can have an impact in yield later on in the season. So just looking at that, there's obviously resistance management is another thing. So, you know, if guys have used Callisto up front, we really recommend they don't come back with Velocity immediately. We'd like to see some other groups of herbicides used in that sort of system. So I guess we're just trying to get wheat sprayed. It's actually quite nice when the season rolls in. We just roll from one task to another. The shortage around the state at the moment is creating some issues for us, but most guys are badly probably spraying their lupins. If guys have got lupins and they haven't had a chance to look at some reflex, because obviously we had some delays getting that out to paddocks, but try and find a neighbour who's got some in there. And with the season as its role, that's working very, very well. So that might really help us out with our radish control and our lupins. And of course, it's an alternative mode of action to what we have traditionally used. So that will help us in the long run as well.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything worth commenting on from a double G perspective?
There's probably quite a few of them floating around. Reflex isn't that good on double Gs. There's probably still some of those chemistry, thioronsimazine, metribuzin that we might still be using in that system. But and as far as I know, guys are working pretty hard to get the double Gs under control. Still the mainstay of double G control would be metsulfuron, but we can move, you know, use dicamba and other modes of action if we need to.
Yeah, okay, so there's a few options there. All right, Peter, well, look, we'll leave it there for this morning, but thanks for giving us a bit of an update of what's going on around the area there. And listeners, no matter where you are in the state, if you do have any questions about your pasture or your crops and how they're all going, you can get in contact with your local Elders agronomist and they'll be more than happy to come out and have a look and point you in the right direction. So, Peter, great to chat with you this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks, everybody, and have fun.